Hey everyone, it is Elodia and this is Foodie Friday. We're excited to bring you our first episode of the new year. We are here talking with Bree and Doug Kerr of Dragonfly Food Bar in Fairhope and Dragonfly Tavern in Daphne.
Hello.
Hello, y'all.
Hey.
So, Doug, tell me a little bit about this Taco Mafia. What in the world? We have a Taco Mafia in Fairhope?
That's a good story.
Well, the story goes as we were, doing what we do at Dragonfly and selling tacos of a certain type, and another undisclosed location in the area decided to start copying what we were doing, and I called the guy out on social media about it, and he said, "What do you think you are, the Taco Mafia?" And I'm like, "Yes." So literally right after that, I had Sam Gambino start the artwork for it, and it turned into what is the Taco Mafia, and everybody loves the logo and the hats and everything that we have. It's just, it's the Dragonfly family.
That's the restaurant fantastic. Owner thinks it's great too now, by the way. We're on great terms.
Yeah, everybody's on the same page. Idea. You thought it, well, I mean, when I put him on Facebook the first time, he was like, "What is that?" And was like, commenting on it. So it's an inside joke, but it's now outside. So
that's fantastic. Mm. I love it. That is one thing that's great about the Fairhope Food Network is all the restaurant, you guys usually get along pretty well, right?
Oh, yeah. We're loaning each other sugar.
Yeah. Big crazy family.
Yeah. Dysfunctional at that, but we're crazy.
So how did Dragonfly get started? That's been in business for almost 20 years?
The first Dragonfly that was where Panini Pizza is now in the courtyard in the French Quarter was started in 1999. And I started that as a tribute to what my teenage years would have been. When we were all young, we got dragonflies tattooed on us, and we had one of our really good friends pass away at the time. And so throughout my childhood, I thought about him quite a bit, and we were really close, and I was like, I want to do this business on my own. And I'd really only been cooking for like a year.
Okay.
And so I went out on a limb and was like, I want to call it Dragonfly, as what it would have been dedicated to, my childhood. And then it stuck, and then obviously years later, Bree and I opened up the food bar, and we just wanted to kind of carry that same torch because everybody recognized it, and it just stuck. So
Now, so you guys call your food kind of a fusion, is that right? How did you come about with the different types of tacos that y'all offer at the food bar?
Yeah, we kind of pick and steal flavors from many different countries and ethnicities and kind of throw them together in a easy form to eat. He did fine dining for years and years, and kind of learned how to do all these different crazy amazing flavors and charge people all this crazy money for them, and just burned out on that. So
to basically take the idea what she was saying and make like the fine dining aspect and flavor profiles of the food more approachable for the daily market.
Sure.
Like you've got people who don't want to go out and spend $45 on a steak, but they want to see what it tastes like. So when you put all that into a transport vessel like a tortilla, you get everything at the same time, and it's the perfect bite literally from end to end. And that was kind of where, it was birthed. I said, we wanted to do a taco and noodle shop to somebody one day, and they're like, "Are you crazy? That's not going to work." And I'm like, "Just watch." And, here we are 11 years later.
Right.
And it's obviously working pretty well.
We were living in a little bitty camper trailer, and I was pregnant.
Big time
and
pregnant.
And we had nothing, like some debt.
Yeah, we pretty much owned debt at that point
in
time.
He started bringing tortillas to the dinner table with meals that really weren't meals that I would think needed a tortilla. And that's kind of where it started. And I would love to say that I was fully supportive, but I had my doubts about the whole thing, honestly, and I was like, "Well, how long can we live with my parents?" It really was a beautiful story how it came. But there were a lot of people that had their doubts as well, and he held firm to his dream, and here we are.
So. Yeah. I remember when you opened, the food bar over there on where Sage is now. So that was your second location. I guess Dragonfly started.
Right.
And Panini Pete's, and then the food bar.
Yeah, and that was fun, too, because it was so small. You could literally touch wall to wall whenever you wanted to. Easy to manage. And at this point in time, it's just like we've got a lot more, real estate to manage, I guess, to say.
Sure do.
But I mean, having the team that we have, though, which obviously is a huge blessing on top of it, and our team, teamwork together is has been massive, so
What would you say is the primary reason you have such great teamwork?
Why don't you answer that?
Well, I always say God first, because every single time I need to hire anyone or, you know, we have issues, I mean, I first take it to prayer and, you know, just pray over it and pray for God to either send us people who need us or people that we need. And, you know, anytime someone comes into the business, you know, I want them to take something from it. So we kind of just take them under our wing, train them. You know, it's not for everyone. And even when, you know, people leave, I have peace with that. Most of the time, just knowing that they got something while they were there. Right. But I think just maybe our staff just seeing us together and still passionate about the business and knowing that they can.
And still love each other too.
So. Yeah, and still being best friends and running our business and being there for them. You know, I mean, I text them about personal stuff daily, you know, just asking because I pray for them every night, and I really am concerned about their well-being from their wake up to go to bed every day. And, you know, it really has become such a family that
big
we
time.
Have. Like, yeah. I've never seen it before in any other place. And we just had our Christmas party, and the whole time I was just walking around going, we have the best.
This is our family,
we have the best people. You know, we just have the best people. Like, it's something bigger than what we could just do, though.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, thank you, God, because, you know. It's just awesome.
Absolutely.
One thing I want to say, too, is that I've always, since we've started this, I've always wanted to, especially from the cook's perspective, is treat the staff better than I was ever treated by anybody, mm-hmm. you know, which, I mean, I've been treated really good by people. I've been treated bad by people. It's just how life goes. But when it comes to the restaurant business, there's a lot of people that get jaded by a certain style of management, and they don't have respect for it anymore. They pretty much just kind of give up. Well, we've had people that have been with us forever, like literally since the beginning. And every time I speak with them, I ask them how they're doing. They still love their job.
Right.
You know, so that means that they're being treated better. Because I know there's several times when I've just literally been done and wanted to walk out of a place. And everybody that I speak with on our staff, they love what they're doing so much that they don't want to go anywhere. You know, I guess once you find the place that feels like home and you're being treated well, you don't want to, you know, jump ship and go work for somebody else, which is awesome. You know.
So it sounds to me like you guys are not really suffering from a shortage of workers, which so many other restaurants are right now. Is that kind of accurate?
In comparison to other places, no.
Yeah.
We're not.
Not
you
as
know,
bad.
We've had, you know, some stressy times dealing with, you know, everything going on with people being out for one reason or another and, you know, this, that, or the other. But overall, I mean, we haven't had to, you know, shut down or change hours or, you know, my heart just, it hurts when I see other restaurants having
right.
to do that because
sure.
I know that that's a hard decision to have to make.
Like, big time.
I mean, that's tough. So, yeah, we've been really thankful that we've been able to skeleton crew through some of the weeks, but, you know, they've really been busting their butt to be there and keep it
going.
We've
got 55 mm-hmm. employees between the two stores, which is quite a lot, you know, and, I mean, we couldn't do it with a lot less than that, but for the most part, everybody that's coming to work, I mean, they're, you know, they love it so much. I don't feel like that they're, you know, wanting to go anywhere, which makes it even better. You know, I know a lot of people are having problems getting people in the door, at least to even interview right now, and I mean, we're still trying to hire people no matter what, just to make sure that we're covered, you know, make sure that, you know, the people that are working aren't getting worked too much, you know, because that mm-hmm. can cause more strain on the, you know, the operation than anything, is people getting burned out too fast. But, you know, we've got enough coverage now, and, I mean, we haven't had to, you know, like she said, make very many adjustments on anything, so, you know, which is also a blessing.
But we are hiring for the kitchen, if
By the
anybody.
Way, we're hiring for the kitchen if anybody's listening.
That brings up, you know, my next question. Doug, I was going to ask you, you talk about the back of house, you know. Mm-hmm. If you could say anything to the listeners and the people watching today, when you know a restaurant is really busy and the back of the house is obviously super busy, what are they dealing with? What is it that you would like, you know, just the general public to be aware of? Because it's really stressful in the kitchen.
Okay, picture this. Picture a bunch of pirates. Okay. literally, that all have some sort of, you know, quirky nature about themselves, all trying at the same exact time to manage to keep about 12-minute increments of chaos under control and not flip out on each other. So I mean, it's so. I mean, I love the business. I've been a chef for 25 years, and I love the way that it makes me feel. You know, it's just one of those things that stuck with me. The second I started doing it, I'm like, golly, this is amazing. And it, I mean, I think that it, not everybody by any means is cut out to do it. You could hire a person off the street and put them in a kitchen, they would probably melt in 5 minutes, you know. Mm-hmm. But for the guys who are in there and the girls who are in there, I mean, it's literally like controlled chaos, like a symphony, if to say it. And I mean, like, there's a lot of, you know, hectic short words thrown around, you know, things happen. If a mistake happens, obviously it's corrected immediately, you know, as fast as possible in order for us to keep what we do, you know, as a rhythm. There's something super cool about being able to walk into a building that you know the kitchen is run properly in, and you can see it in the product that comes out. You know, I mean, yes, stress is one thing, but, you know, I've been in kitchens before where it's like stressful over the level of like things being thrown around, you know, like equipment.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, at Dragonfly, at least nobody's picking up, you know, like saute pans and throwing them at each other, you know. But it is literally probably one of the most stressful jobs on the planet.
So what happens once the server leaves the table and they go and they put the order in and that ticket arrives in the kitchen? What happens from that time?
It is very immediate.
Okay.
I mean, it's literally like it prints, and the second that it prints, the items that need to be moving on that ticket as quickly as possible are fired and going.
So does that go to an expediter?
Well, yeah. We have an expediter, but yet again, we have printers at each station as well.
Okay.
So they get a copy of their ticket too. So, you know, it's not foreign to them to literally grab their own ticket and see it and make sure everybody knows the information and starts it at the same time. What do you got something
and
to
what,
say?
And what's so awesome about, you know, our kitchen staff is there's only two proteins that are prepared ahead of time because they have to be braised.
Braised, right? Yeah. Praised too.
And praised. And, so everything is, you know, fire to order.
That's
so
all
when
the
that
new cooking,
ticking
yeah.
comes back there, it's not scoop and serve, you know, dip in this bucket and put it in the bowl. Like,
everything
they're
is
really
cooked to
creating
order.
That dish from, you know, ground up, you know, other than the sauces that they prepped earlier that day.
And cutting vegetables and stuff like that. But it's, like, yeah, it's all,
you know,
it's all a la carte.
But, I mean, it's other places I've worked. I mean, I haven't seen so much construction at the moment. You know, of the ticket coming in, like
right.
it's
truly fresh ingredients.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately.
Oh, yeah.
And then
and as
serve.
Busy as we are, literally, there's no time for anything to sit around. I mean, it is the second that it hits the door, it's getting cut and prepped and ready to go. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a daily thing. That for 6 days a week, it happens nonstop. And I mean, I'm thankful that it's that way because I've been in places before where it's not an urgent thing. You know, but the staff that we have, and I would like to take a little bit of credit for it, but some of the guys that are there, that's just how they operate. You know, like they want to do it as efficiently as they can and as neat as they can and make sure that what they're doing is how we've started it from the beginning, which has been, you know, an 11-year process. You know, if there's no consistency in it, there's no point in doing it. You know, but it's something like she was saying with everything being cooked to order. My favorite thing to do in the kitchen was always to run a saute station. I loved it because there's more action anywhere else, you know, and that was like my main thing. So when I wrote the menu the first time, I was like, yes, because it was exactly what I wanted to do. And at that time, I was the only person running the stove at the saute station. So obviously letting that release go to other people took some coaxing.
Sure.
But to see it happen, you know, it was like big time, like forwarded menu towards saute and prep. And that's something that, you know, you go in other places and there's a lot of, you know, bulk pre-prepped packaged goods that happen to show up. And we just don't get down like that,
right.
You know.
That's amazing. So I guess about this time last year, y'all were doing construction on your new location, right?
Yep.
Okay. So what made you decide to open a second location in another town, of all places?
Insanity, maybe.
Right after.
During the pandemic.
During
yeah.
a pandemic,
well,
yes.
We had tried, you know, we've tried a couple different things, and, you know, you live and learn. Some lessons are more expensive than others, and,
yep.
You know, but we've never lost. We've learned, and so we, you know, tried something different there for a while, and it wasn't what we wanted it to be, so mm-hmm. We were, looking for a spot, and I mean it's a whole another God story about how we got that corner lot in
oh,
Daphne
big time.
And it was, you know, we were almost just kind of let's see if it's even available kind of thing, and then
right.
It was like boom here
it's real
and
now.
It was like we have to do this. You know what I mean?
That's a fantastic location. Yeah,
it is. So, you know, that was a fun little process we got to do in 2020.
Yeah. Well, the thing too with the Daphne whole location coming out, like, we had a previous thing going on that we backed out of. We're not supposed to talk about that anyway. But anyway, and we were housing all of those employees from the other location in Fairhope.
Okay, got it.
For a year, you know what I mean? Wow, like, it was a process. And so basically we needed to build them a place to work. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it was like, we don't want these people to go anywhere else. So we ran double staffed in Dragonfly Food Bar for basically the whole entire time. And it, you know, it was just something that it felt like it was natural and we had to do it. And plus, the location's so cool. I mean, the building's perfect, like, you know, right there on the corner. It just, you know, it does what it's supposed to. But I mean, and if anybody hasn't been in there yet, you know, when you walk in, you're like, what? You know, and so
you put a tremendous amount of work. Now, you guys did all of the remodel work yourselves. Is that right? Or,
well, DC Homedic, Dave Carlton, was the general contractor and had a lot of input on things. You know, the woodwork, I mean, hands down, they killed it. You know, like, I mean, just the amount of attention that was put in there. Like, you know, like, you've been in there, you see it. It's just like, the second you walk in, you're like, whoa, I can't believe this is like this, mm-hmm. when you knew what it looked like before, you know. So, but I mean, we were involved in every single process of it, you know, from tearing the shelving out of the building and the ceiling, which I pretty much did on my own. So, mm-hmm. you know, so
that was an old building. It was a pharmacy and doctor's office,
I think, and a florist and a shoe store or something.
So we really really gave it a complete makeover. And then it was during 2020, so we were doing all that while other places were shutting down.
Yeah.
And, you know, whole state shutting down.
Yeah, people were like, are y'all crazy? Yeah. We're like,
so
maybe.
So we were really, we had time to really think about the details of the building. And, well, let's think about it again before we finish this corner over here and stuff. So you can really kind of see the details and, you know, because we weren't rushing it.
No, we had plenty of time. We had plenty of time to do it.
I've definitely been in there, and I'd highly recommend anybody that hasn't to check it out. It's absolutely very warm. But is there anything different about the menu that they could find in Daphne versus in Fairhope? And I know y'all have a brunch in Daphne, so that's something. But what else?
Well, the core menu itself is basically the same thing that we do in Fairhope, you know, as far as the tacos and bowls and things like that are. But the special menu is completely different. We're doing a selection of hand-ground burgers that, you know, we're doing all in-house, which is, I mean, been selling like crazy, and it just a huge response on it. Doing a braised short rib dish that we've literally run out of every time we do it.
That's my favorite.
It's fire. There's quite a few things that are the same that mimic the Fairhope menu, but daily stuff, as the fresh preparations and the specials, they're quite a bit different. But as we progress coming up here in the next few weeks, we'll be changing the whole entire menu, leaving a few of the usual suspects behind, so people don't get upset, you know, when they see the menu change like that, because people do have a tendency to freak out when you take the food away. But for the most part, it will be what's reflecting of the tavern itself.
Okay.
You know, which, I mean, you walk in the building and, you know, it screams out tavern, like you can feel it. So, but the beverage program.
Oh, yeah, that's been a lot
program?
Of fun.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I had been a bartender for years when Doug and I met. So, you know, we came from two different sides of the restaurant coming together. And so I got Fly Bar. Fly Bar was my first playground to start playing in. And, you know, got amazing staff in there. And
oh,
Amy,
they kill it.
Just,
all of them.
So that was a fun little time for me to get back into my creativity and what I like to do. I always joke and say he thinks in solids and I think in liquids, so we try to take
that's why we work out so well.
The same kind of idea though, you know, the way that he uses fresh, different things to balance a dish, you know, I like to use things that you wouldn't just automatically go to balance a cocktail. So, you know, it works well together. And you know, Fly Bar, like I said, was the first go that I got to say, this is my playground on this one. And doing the seasonal menus over there is always a lot of fun. So when we got the tavern going, I definitely wanted to continue that thread up there so that people could expect something different in the cocktail, sure. you know, menu, and something, you know, to look forward to, you know, every couple months, changing it up. And that's what we've done up there as well. So, and both menus are completely
different.
Totally
different, yeah.
So they're kind of, you know, now there's a little competition between the two places because we've got some really awesome bartenders that really know their
stuff. Slash mixologists.
Well, speaking of the two places, mm-hmm. fill us in real fast on the addresses and the hours for each location.
Me? I'll do it. The Dragonfly Food Bar address is 7 South Church Street in downtown Fairhope.
Okay.
You want the telephone number, too?
Sure.
Okay, and it's 251-990-5722. We open Monday through Saturday from 11 until 9 on the weekdays, and then until 10 on the weekends. And then late night at Fly Bar with a late night menu as well.
Okay.
And then I think that's pretty much for Fairhope.
All right.
You know, you want to do Daphne?
Daphne.
You know the address?
Yeah. Yes, 1800 Main Street, right at the corner where the 64 hits Main Street at the red light there. So we have the same hours right now. We are discussing possibly an hour change coming up in the next month or so. So stay tuned with that, and we'll keep everyone updated on that. And then the phone number is 251. Is it 5?
I don't know. Oh, it's just in my phone. I've never actually
had
to look
know.
At it.
I know. It's 8113, and I cannot remember the first.
Oh.
And my phone's in the other
at
room, too.
At any rate,
so.
it's right in downtown Daphne.
It's in downtown Daphne. Yes. And we post all of our specials
on Facebook
daily
every day.
For both restaurants. That's kind of our biggest media push that we do. So if you just like us at both places on Facebook, you can see what we're doing each day-to-day, shift-to-shift. So.
And you can get the brunch menu at the tavern on Saturday.
Absolutely,
right?
On Saturday.
But not mm-hmm. in Fairhope.
Not in Fairhope.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just mm-hmm. just a Daphne thing. And that's been going over like crazy, too. I mean, everybody that's had it has just been, you know, completely blown away by it. Which, I mean, it, you know, the building screams out brunch as well. You mm-hmm. know, when you walk, everybody that walks in there, like, man, this is, you know, be a great place to sit Saturday and have brunch, you know. So we'll be discussing possible additions to, you know, hours there, or changes to the hours at some point in time, but then we wouldn't do that on the air.
Of course you know. Not. You guys got to wait till that settles down.
Right.
Exactly. We'll have to get you back on and talk about that later
yes.
day.
Yes. So.
And it'll be a year up there coming up in February, which is awesome. You know, we'll have
that
it open
exciting.
For a year.
February 3rd.
So, yeah.
Okay. That's very exciting.
Big year one.
Oh, well, we'll have to talk a little bit more about that off
yeah.
there. I have an
Absolutely.
Idea about that. I want to hear what your plans are.
Yes.
Cool.
Well, we are coming up on our time, so I just want to thank you both so much for coming on the
awesome.
Show this Friday.
Thanks for having me.
You're
us.
Welcome.
And we will be... talking next month with one of our other restaurant guests. So.
Cool.
But Doug and Bree, thank you both so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And we look forward to seeing you guys at the Dragonfly Food Bar and Tavern.
Cool. Yes. Thank you.